Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio, now located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. This morning, we have a guest who really needs little introduction. We're going to visit with our guest extensively about her background, but someone who is very, very familiar to our listening audience and all of Siouxland, Christy Vermolm McManamy. Most of you recognize Christy from her tenure of 2 decades serving as the anchor on KTIV. She is now involved in marketing and communications with United Real Estate Solutions. And as of October 1st, became the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Christy, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Chris.
We're so happy to have you. And I know that you have always maintained a very busy and chaotic schedule, particularly so in the past several months. A lot going on with your husband, with your children, with your business, and certainly with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. First and foremost, on behalf of the staff, the board of directors, your colleagues on the board, and our 1,400 plus members, thank you for tackling this role and taking this leadership position.
Well, it is truly an honor to serve on the Chamber Board of Directors. It's an even bigger honor to be on the executive board and to be chair of the board. It's an honor for me.
And people may not fully appreciate and realize that the ascendancy to lead the organization is largely peer-driven. It's other executives in the community who identify individuals that they feel, have the leadership potential and ability to take the organization, to take the helm, to engage, and to make a profound difference over the next 12 months. And that's the challenge that you now face.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because I didn't grow up here. You know, I first came to this, moved into this community when I was 22 years old as a very, very young reporter for KTIV. And after spending many years here, I married a boy from Sioux City many moons ago. And this community has been very welcoming to me. So it is a huge honor for me to be able to give back and help those businesses and see what we can do to continue to make Sioux City a great place to live, work, and raise a family.
Well, that's a perfect segue into discussing your background, and let's begin with your family. You mentioned the boy from Sioux City. Tell us about your husband.
You bet. Kevin McManamy. We met in college at South Dakota State University, and we have been married for 27 years now. We have 2 kids. We have 1 daughter who's 24 and is a graduate of the University of Nebraska. She's actually now in real estate as well. And we have a son who is now 20, and he is a sophomore at South Dakota State University majoring in aviation. And I think about that because when you're in news and people see you pregnant and have kids and they relate to certain things about the time when they had their own children or things in life events happen, it's kind of funny because they're like, how's your baby doing? And I'm like, he's 20 and 6'3".
Right.
So yes.
And how's your daughter? She's married now.
Yes, exactly.
So congratulations to you and Kevin.
Well, thank you. And so, you know, it's interesting because you can make the best plans of how you think your life is going to go. And it's interesting what you think you're going to do, what you end up doing, and the opportunities that come before you, I'm always grateful for. And so many years ago, I would never have thought I would be working in real estate. Kevin has been in real estate with United Real Estate Solutions. He's been in real estate since he was 22 years old, as soon as he got done with college. And a few years ago, I got out of television news and joined him doing communications and recruitment.
So communications is right up your alley, but in a brand new field.
Correct.
And chamber work, something relatively new as well. So you're wearing an awful lot of hats. But let's go back to your childhood. You said you didn't grow up here.
No, I actually grew up in a very small town, Harrisburg, South Dakota, which at the time was about 8 miles south of Sioux Falls. Now it's, you know, it all blends
part
together.
Of Sioux Falls. Yeah,
exactly. And is the 3rd largest school district in the state now, which is just still crazy to me. But grew up, I'm the youngest of 4 kids. My mom was a postmaster and my dad worked at the Sears warehouse for 43 years.
Wow.
So very, very humble beginnings. went to South Dakota State University, majored in broadcast journalism and general agriculture. And that's the part that people go, what? You know, where, because most people don't realize that I have an ag background. Mm-hmm. So I was a town kid. However, I was very involved in FFA, Future Farmers of America. And that's actually, I thought I was going to be a farm broadcaster. That was kind of my first career goal. And, you know, kind of got down that road in broadcasting when I was at South Dakota State and took a couple TV classes, thoroughly enjoyed that and went, ooh, this TV thing is kind of fun. But I never pictured myself being in front of the camera. I was always one of those people that like crawls on the ground and goes for the great shot. And I love the writing and I love things that are new and exciting and telling a very good story. So it's just kind of ironic that I ended up in front of the camera. That was not my plan.
Which is a great surprise to me. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest this morning is Christy Vermolm-McManamy. Christy is the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Christy, you are so polished, so smooth in front of the camera. I do find it hard to believe that you never thought or envisioned yourself leading the news, anchoring the news, because of course that's what you ended up doing for two decades with Matt Breen.
Yes, yes. And Al Jones and Larry Wentz and up at Kello in Sioux Falls, you know, from Kello and KTIV, those were the two stations that I both worked at.
So did you start right out of college behind the camera?
Yes.
Rather than in front of the camera?
Correct. So when I was in college, so when I was 22 years old, I did an internship with Kello TV in Sioux Falls, but I was in Rapid City at their bureau. So I lived in Rapid City for a summer. And then I finished up my last semester of college. And it's got to be one of those points where it's like, okay, I need to start applying, but I'm so busy. I've got, you know, I'm taking 18 credits. How am I going to get? I'm like, I'm just going to graduate. Luckily, I was blessed because they called me and asked me to apply because I had done an internship with them. So they knew who I was. They knew what
they were familiar with.
They were very familiar with me. And so that was a blessing. They called me. So straight out of college, I started working part-time for Kello in Sioux Falls as a reporter. KTIV had an opening as a reporter. And my boss came to me at that point and said, okay, you could either go to the Bureau in Pierre or the Bureau in Aberdeen. And I went, well, my boyfriend is in Sioux City. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll try for this job. So then I was a reporter in Sioux City for 10 months when Kello called again and said, hey, we'd like you to come anchor our morning show. So right before my 24th birthday, I was a full-time anchor.
In the morning for Kello in Sioux Falls.
In Sioux Falls. And I was also doing weather at that time. So that was when you didn't have to be a meteorologist.
Okay.
And so it was very interesting because also people look at you and you're like, we're cheering for you, trying to get through that weather forecast. So my dad actually recorded the first 3 months, every broadcast that we ever did. So like we were a couple months in and my dad goes, here's your tapes.
On the VCR?
Yes. And wow. I said, what do you mean my tapes? He goes, well, your tapes. I've been recording you for the last 3 months. And I went, oh my goodness. So I have never watched them.
To
this day, I have never watched them.
But
nor do
you
I
have them.
They're somewhere in a box
okay.
that I'm trying to keep hidden from
that
my children.
That we need to convert to digital.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have a VCR in my house because I might have to pull it up because that was some really bad hair. And when people come up to you and go, we're cheering for you to get through a broadcast.
So I'm going to guess this is in the early 90s.
This is the early 90s. So yes. This would have been...
That was still big hair? I thought that was the 80s.
Oh, you know, it was still big hair.
Okay.
You know, it was television, so you had big hair and a lot of hairspray.
Yeah, well, very good. So... You're the anchor in the morning
Correct.
At KELO in Sioux Falls.
Correct.
What was next for you? And how long did you do that? And what was the next step in that career progression?
So when I did the morning show, so I was half weather, half anchoring, and then I would report after the morning show was done. So I would go out and do stories. And I love that because that's actually the thing that really fills my cup is telling a good story, interviewing people, getting out of the office and doing that. And so I did the morning show for 2 years, and then I was actually promoted to the evening weather forecaster. I was doing the 5 and 10, the evening weather, for about a year. When KTIV called, and this is 1996, and says, hey, we're going to go to co-anchors. Because they'd never had co-anchors before. So Larry Wentz was anchoring KTIV solo, and they said, we're going to launch co-anchors. And so I applied, got the job, and we moved to Sioux City. So at that time, my husband and I were married. We were living in Beersford, South Dakota, and I was driving to Sioux Falls and he was driving to Sioux City.
Wow.
So we did that for about a year. And yeah, so
that's a tough commute.
Yeah. And so 1996, I started anchoring the evening news. And in 2000, I started doing the 5 o'clock news when we added that. And then the January or December 31st of 2013, that's when I walked away.
Hard to believe that it's been 9 years.
Yeah.
I mean, after so many of us having you in our home with the evening news, but I know that your kids were the priority then and they were reaching an age where it was important for mom to be more present.
Absolutely. Our daughter at that point was a sophomore in high school. Our son was in grade school at that point, and I was missing everything. People don't realize that it's like when you do the 5, 6, and 10, most of their activities, their school programs, the basketball game, all of those things are at night. And that's right at news time. And so the only way for me to go was to really take a vacation day. And so I wanted to be present and I wanted to be more active and involved in their lives and their school activities. And so it was the right move at the right time.
Well, and a decision that you will never regret.
Correct.
For that quality time with your own children. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, Christy Vermol McManamy, the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. After a short commercial break, we'll visit with Christy, her involvement and engagement with the Siouxland Chamber as an organization, and her ascendancy to the executive committee and ultimately to chair the board of directors. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Hopefully it's filled with a little bit of an opportunity to watch some college football, maybe some of the 11th hour yard work. Winter is around the corner. Our guest today, Christy Vermol McManamy of United Real Estate Solutions, where she leads marketing and communications for that organization. She also serves as the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Christy, you've been involved with the chamber for quite a number of years, which is par for the course when you ascend to the role to lead the organization as the chair of the board of directors. But you've worn many hats. You've been involved in what we call cable views and news, where we summarize all the positive things that take place in the Siouxland community. You've been involved in community enhancement. You've identified some priorities for our community related to community enhancement and marketing and quality of life. And what I'd really like to do is take the second half of this program and explore your initial interest in the Chamber of Commerce and then wrap up talking about your vision for this organization and your 12-month tenure of leadership. But let's start here. Why did you initially get engaged and involved with the Siouxland Chamber? What attracted you to the organization?
Well, Chris, I think it's a matter of, you know, coming from a news perspective, obviously I had done many interviews with you and Barbara and before that, Debbie Durham, you know, so you know what the chamber's role in, you know, coming from a news side, you know what the chamber's role is in the community and how important it is. And I've always looked at it as, you know, the three people that need to be the biggest cheerleaders for our community are obviously your city council, your chamber of commerce, and your school board superintendent, your school leadership. Those are your three biggest cheerleaders, and they're the ones who drive so many of those different aspects of, you know, your chamber is your business community. Your city is not only your business, but it's the overall picture. And the school board is really that we're in touch with moms and dads and our kids. So coming from a perspective of somebody who's lived here and lived elsewhere, I look at things in the perspective of what are we doing that's right? And what are we doing that could be better? And so when an opportunity came about to be on the board, I jumped at the opportunity because that's a great way to get involved and be a part of that conversation.
And when you initially joined the board of directors a number of years ago, Did you ever foresee you serving on the executive committee or perhaps leading the organization one day?
Nope. You know, it's just it's an honor to be invited to sit at the table and be part of the conversation. That was never my, once again, that was never my intent. That was never my plan. But it's a great organization. And to be involved in the organization, too, you realize what opportunities are there for businesses and what the chamber does, because there's a perception that there are ribbon cuttings and this is great and wonderful. But what people don't see is what goes on behind the scenes. And that is a true effort when businesses need a voice and can't get a hold of, you know, don't feel like they can reach out to the, you know, whether that's at the city level, the state level, the national level, of the things that are going on in the world that affect businesses, small businesses, large corporations. The chamber gives those companies and businesses a voice that they may not otherwise have. So there's what the public sees, but there's a whole ton that the public doesn't see that's going on behalf of those businesses.
You know, I agree with you, and I think that's right. What I've never really thought about until this conversation is whether the general public would know more, or whether we do more that the general public sees, or whether this organization does more behind the scenes that no one sees, yeah. Or is it 50-50? It's probably pretty close.
I think it's probably 50-50 because, you know, there are the ribbon cuttings. There's the Rush Hour Connect. There's opportunities to network.
The annual dinner, the golf outing,
correct.
The small business expo, the key leader welcome. There are so many public events.
Correct. But at the same time, those are great opportunities for businesses, leaders to network, to meet, you know, to bounce ideas off of other people. So that's a great opportunity. I mean, you're creating the platform to them to meet and connect with other people. That's huge. Also, there's the education component that a lot of people may not realize as well is, you know, every week there are some, you know, there's the Women Mentoring Network group that meets where there's a speaker. There's the Ag Committee that gets together. That's, you know, once again, fascinating on my part. I thoroughly enjoy that. But you've got
Connect 101,
Connect 101.
And all these other.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's this education component that's there, but also then it's the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that when you're a business owner, sometimes you don't feel like you can stand on the street corner and say, hey, we've got a big issue or we've got a big need here. Okay, the tax on this is ripple effect of this. So who do we have those conversations with? And I think that's, or who do we even start that conversation with? Because, you know, if it's affecting one business, it's more than likely affecting others. And when you bring those people around the table and go, how can we help? That's huge. And that keeps the community moving forward.
If you just joined us or just jumped in the car and turned on the radio, you're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Christy Vermeule McManamy, who serves as the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Christy, you've had a number of years serving on the broader board of 25, a number of years serving the executive committee, which is 7, and now you're chairing the organization. You've spent a year as the vice chair of the board of directors. You're now the chair. You've identified some goals and priorities for you. What can the membership of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the broader Siouxland Tri-State region expect from your tenure as the chair over the course of the next year?
Well, first and foremost, this is a team effort by every account of that word. This is a team effort. And I thoroughly value the input and mentorship from those people who have chaired before me, you know, Brian Crichton, the outgoing chair. I'm so glad that he still sits on the board as a past chair role, because there are every person who stepped into the chair role has had things that they've wanted to accomplish. And so that's a great resource right there. But this is a team effort. Really, some of the things that I'm looking at are, one, obviously, you know, we're dealing with job losses right now in our community, job losses.
I mean, I think, be clear, some time ago or very recently, Tyson announced that they had intentions to relocate all of their corporate headquarters positions in Dakota Dunes down to their corporate offices in Springdale, Arkansas. And so that's something that you and I have been engaged in for quite a period of time now, working very, very hard to do everything we can to compel reconsideration of the decision, but also to be prepared if we're not successful in that effort.
Yes. And once again, that's a team effort. That's not one person can tackle that. And so that's important. Obviously, we've got to look out for these folks because, first and foremost, we want these people to stay in our community. And we want them to know that there are job opportunities here. And so how do you connect?
And that they are wanted.
And they are
we
wanted.
We want your family.
Yes.
We want you. We want to help you find a way to be successful in this
yes.
community.
These are our friends. These are our neighbors. These are our family members. So that is so important that we make sure that if anybody who wants to stay in this community knows that they are wanted, welcome, and we help them with placement. Secondly, I will say, you know, there's community issues if you look around. Litter, we're not alone as a community. A lot of communities have litter issues. But you know what? There are things that we can do when you get the right people around the table. We want to roll out the carpet every time somebody comes to our town because you never know when somebody's driving through or somebody stops by at one of your coffee shops or a restaurant or the NAIA tournament or, you know, if they're in town for the first time ever for something at the United Sports Academy or the Arena Sports Academy and for some of those big events or the Expo Center. We want these people to know that this is a great community and that helps continue to attract new people, new businesses. And as businesses try to hire, we want to make sure there's great quality of life projects that are going on. We're looking at all of those things. So litter is a priority. What we can do and what we can control, there are things we can control. There's things we can't control. But by golly, we're going to try and do the things that we can control and get the right people around the table. Quality of life, we're going to continue to try to make this the best place we can and what we have control of. And thirdly, we want to look out for the business community and make sure that they know that they have a voice and somebody to turn to at any time of need.
Well, I think that's very, very well said. First and foremost, on behalf of you as our chair, the balance of our board of directors, our 1,400 members, our thoughts are with those people who were adversely affected by Tyson's recent announcement.
Absolutely.
You have a community that stands with you and has tremendous concern about the impact of such a decision. And so we've worked very, very hard behind the scenes with elected officials, with key executives, trying to make sure that we first and foremost promote reconsideration of this decision. And we will continue down that path for the foreseeable future, but also want to communicate that if that effort is not successful, that we will do everything we can to retain those individuals, those employees, and their families who wish to remain in Siouxland right here at home.
Absolutely.
Christy, it's great to have you in studio. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday morning with us. We know how busy that you are. We know that SDSU football is a priority, so hopefully you have a chance to enjoy a game sometime today.
Go Jacks.
Whether on television or otherwise. And on behalf of Justin Barker, our producer, this is Chris McGowan thanking you for tuning in. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.